Here's your Candy Wyatt weather eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Occasional sun today, high 54. Tonight, increasing clouds, low near 37. High of 58 on Wednesday. Lots of clouds. Wednesday night, cloudy, areas of rain and some snow. There's a low near 20. Temperatures hold fairly steady Thursday, high of 22. Chance of seeing some snow and blowing snow. A meteorologist, Laura Lockwood. Right now, 45.
When you bring your vehicle to Boss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Boss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auctions or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you with nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation. New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for your used equipment? Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The nation's winter wheat growers have learned through experience to be prepared for more trouble ahead. Much of the nation has been in the deep freeze over the last few days. Hard red winter wheat growers in Kansas and Oklahoma are already not expecting to have a large crop this year. They've been battling lower prices because of large supply of wheat around the world, as well as a recent drought. Ken Wood, who's president of the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, says the temperature dropped to a -8 degrees in the morning of January 1st. And said this will be the third or fourth year that doesn't hold a lot of promise for the wheat crop. He said we've had about 3 years where things have been really tough. Several wheat farmers told Politico that wheat is resilient enough to have some 9 lives. Kim Anderson of Oklahoma State University Extension says it's also early enough to the season that most farmers can still hold out hope for a decent winter wheat crop. In the long run, it's really April and May that has the biggest worry. Well, much of the money is gone and will likely never be paid back, but former Oklahoma Beef Council Chair Tom Fanning had two words to say after Melissa Morton was sentenced for embezzling $2.6 million from the OBC. Justice served. Morton was hit with a sentence of 57 months in federal prison, with federal law requiring she serve between 80 and 85% of her sentence. She'll also be subject to supervision upon release. She was ordered to pay back $2.3 million to the Beef Council and so far returned 10% of that. To get the rest, the OBC has to wait for Morton to pay back over $500,000 to the IRS first. Fanning said this has been a rough time for the Oklahoma Beef Council board member, and they've been trying to explain to cattle producers about the trust that was broken and the deceit brought upon the board and the extreme level of fraud that was committed. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
When you're raising cattle, you're running a business. And the path to a profit isn't always clear. Our ag specialists have expertise in all aspects of raising livestock. So when you need help keeping your cattle on the right path and could use some financial perspective, talk to us. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
U.S. Cellular in Marysville is accepting applications for a full-time sales position. The right individual must be personable, have great customer service skills, computer and phone technology skills, and must be a team player. Pick up an application at U.S. Cellular, 517 Broadway in Marysville, or submit your resume online to MarysvilleUSCellular@gmail.com.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Kansas lawmakers began their 2018 session yesterday facing difficult budget issues. The Kansas Supreme Court ruled in October that the state's education funding is still not sufficient under the state constitution. However, members of the Kansas legislature have very little interest in raising taxes or cutting spending to agencies in order to provide more money for public schools. Governor Brownback will deliver the annual State of the State address tonight at 5 p.m. A man accused of killing a former Topeka school principal has taken a plea deal. Prosecutors say 24-year-old Calvin Phillips Jr. pled guilty yesterday to second-degree murder and aggravated kidnapping in the May 2016 death of Kurt Cochran. As part of the plea deal, Phillips will be required to testify against a co-defendant, Michael Hall, who is charged with the murder. Cochran's body was discovered in a Topeka warehouse. I'm Stephanie Austin.
It's Aaron's January Jumpstart. Jump into a new lease for just $5 when you sign up for Easy Pay. Yes, just $5 with no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Get a washer and dryer, a brand new TV, or jump into a beautiful bedroom or living room set. But hurry, this offer is from the 11th to the 15th. So jump on over to Aaron's and get started with just $5 when you sign up for Easy Pay or visit Aaron's.com during Aaron's January Jumpstart. Transaction advertises a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
A former Pratt Elementary School Secretary has been sentenced to prison for making a bomb threat to the town's high school. Claudia Rodriguez Oviedo was sentenced yesterday to concurrent sentences of a year for aggravated criminal threat and 8 months for an unlawful act concerning a computer. The threat sent through a fake email account was determined to have been sent from within the school, and it was traced to a computer assigned to Rodriguez Oviedo, who was the secretary at Southwest Elementary School. Rodriguez Oviedo is in the U.S. on a work visa that expires in March. A Pratt County attorney says she will likely face deportation after her prison term. Governor Brownback's nomination for ambassador's post will be resubmitted to the U.S. Senate. The Kansas City Star reports the White House said yesterday that Brownback is one of dozens of officials who will be renominated by President Trump. Brownback was first nominated last July to be ambassador at large for international religious freedom, but the nomination was opposed by Democrats and LGBT groups. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Here's a tech tip, Blue Valley Telecommunications. Do you know what bandwidth is, or megabytes? Bandwidth is the amount of information your internet connection can move. It's described in megabytes or megs. How much bandwidth you need depends upon how many devices you have and what you're going to use your internet for. Your bandwidth speed is split when it enters into your house. If you have only a 5 meg connection with 5 users, each user could end up getting only 1 meg, which can cause things to load really slowly. If you have questions about your speed, give us a call, 877-876-1228.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Nebraska State Veterans Care workers are receiving a 20% pay raise after recent surveys found that their wages are lower than their peers in other states. Governor Ricketts and the Nebraska Department of Veterans Affairs announced the increase. The governor's office says in a news release that the new pay rate is more competitive for people with similar roles in government and the private sector. A judge has instructed a Scotts Bluff woman to pay back nearly $140,000 that she took from a credit union that she had managed. The judgment was handed down yesterday from the U.S. District Court in Lincoln to 45-year-old Christine Darley. She was also sentenced to time served and to 5 years of supervised release. Prosecutors say that Darley took the money from the Panhandle Federal Credit Union. A York man has pled no contest to leaving the scene of a fatal accident. The York News Times reports that prosecutors say 56-year-old Douglas Sandel struck a 41-year-old Chad Chapman on a rural county road in August. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, midamericaagnetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on ag.
Come one, come all. Come from far and near. The Topeka Farm Show is almost here. January 9, 10, and 11. Three big days at the Kansas Expo Center in Topeka, and it's all free. See all the latest in farming and ranching technology, plus Scott Daly Horse Clinics. Register to win a Doolittle utility trailer and 50 acres of Midland seed corn. That's over a $4,200 value. It's the Topeka Farm Show, January 9, 10, and 11 in Topeka. Don't you dare miss it.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. A brief reception was held for the outgoing council members, and new members were sworn in. Those newly elected members include Bobby Pippiot, Terry Hughes, Diane Schroller, and Jason Barnes. A letter of resignation from Brad Ekus was accepted. He and his wife Sharon are moving to Pennsylvania to take on another job. Council unanimously approved the mayor's recommendation for Gina Graham to fill the 2-year unexpired term, replacing Ekus. She is the daughter of Tom and Kathy Lehechka, graduated Marysville High School in 2001 and Kansas State 2005 with a degree in interior design. She and husband Greg own a home on 20th Street. He works for Tension, and she is a stay-at-home mother of a 5- and 2.5-year-old. The family moved back to Marysville 2 years ago. Kevin Throm was re-elected city council president. The mayor appointed Darlene Boss, Terry Hughes, and Diane Schroller to the Administrative and Finance Committee and will outline other appointments at the next meeting. Dennis Mason requested an increase in the amount funded for electricity for lighting the Veterans Memorial. $45 per month was approved 6 months ago, and the monthly bills have averaged $54. Mason spoke of efforts to build a roof over the structure, but has not heard back from 4 contractors he had contacted. The group had not gone further investigating alternative options such as solar lighting. A motion passed to fund the electricity for the balance of 2018 while alternatives are explored. Water and weather are deteriorating the porous plaques, nearly half of which have required repair work. Council voted to accept a $1,000 donation from Marysville Main Street toward downtown tree development. It was pointed out by a council member that the city contributes $15,000 annually to support the Main Street program. Director Michelle Weitzel gave a brief presentation. The consent agenda was approved after the council voted unanimously to take a $3,500 payment requested by BG Consultants for work on the U.S. 36 overlay project. The mayor pointing out that the delays requiring additional man hours were driven largely by onset of cold weather and subcontractor delays, neither of which could be controlled by the city. Kevin Throm, at a previous meeting, spoke of concerns with starting the asphalt work in November. It was consensus that the city administrator negotiate a proposed settlement and return with details. No action was taken on a request to move Lily Lynch from part-time to full-time in the water department. That matter will be revisited next meeting. A motion was approved unanimously to purchase $51,000 worth of man-made rock for street chip and seal work. This will cause less dust than previous applications. Discussion was held regarding what the city should do with the remaining rock. Terry Hughes suggested chip sealing Jayhawk Road. The city administrator presented a recommendation for purchase of a new street sweeper at a cost of $204,000. The current unit was in for repair much of the past year and now has a significant oil leak. He was instructed to return with a cost-less trade of the current unit. The city will be purchasing 15 water test stations at a cost of $1,000 each to improve efficiency in collecting water samples as mandated by the state. Planning and zoning committee will meet Thursday evening and will consider a site plan change for the Sunflower Credit Union, reducing the drive-through from 3 to 2 lanes, and review a draft sketch of proposed industrial park being promoted by Marshall County Partnership for Growth, located near Caniquip, east of Marysville. The city administrator reported on an increase in the general fund year over year with a carryover balance of $440,000. Water revenues were down, sewer revenues were up, and the sales tax fund balance was $790,000. This was down $138,000 from a year ago, but $300,000 will be reimbursed by KDOT for the highway resurface project as part of the CLINK grant program. Joanne E. Nider, age 79, of Washington, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church, Washington, Maryland, the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation on Tuesday, 3 until 8 p.m. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Joanne Nider. Cindy Lee Fralin, age 61, of Beatrice, formerly of Wymore, passed away Saturday. Memorial service Wednesday at 1 p.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ, burial in the Barnston Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home of Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Cindy Fralin. Larry D. Zinger, age 69, of Haddam, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Haddam, burial in the Hickory Grove Cemetery, Haddam. Visitation Wednesday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Larry Zinger. Patricia J. Pat Rainey, age 84, of of Salina, formerly of Blue Rapids, passed away January 3rd. Funeral service Saturday, 2:30 at the Blue Rapids United Methodist Church. Burial in the Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Terry Christie, funeral home in charge of arrangements for Pat Rainey.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marysville Knights of Columbus will host a potato bake Wednesday, January 10th, serving 11 to 7 of Knights of Columbus Hall in Marysville. Baked potatoes with a variety of toppings plus homemade desserts. Knights of Columbus Potato Bake Wednesday, serving 11 to 7 at the Knights Hall in Marysville. Public is welcome.
The Marshall County Arts Cooperative invites you to view award-winning artwork by our local 4-H members at the Purple Ribbon Exhibition on display through January 28th at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art. Don't miss the chance to meet the artists at a reception Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Purple Ribbon Exhibition, Thursdays 4 to 6, Saturdays 10 to 4, and Sundays 1 to 4 through January 28th at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye Forecast, powered by WeatherAlgae.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeastern Nebraska. Unseasonably warm temperatures continue over the next couple of days ahead of the cold front that will be moving through late on Thursday, bringing with it lots of clouds, as well as a chance of seeing some rain, snow, freezing rain, and some sleet. We'll begin to see effects of this cold front late on Wednesday and then into Thursday. And then as we head into Friday and Saturday, temperatures will continue to cool as cool air from the north spills into the area. We'll begin to see those temperatures level out as we finish out our weekend, as a little bit more of a seasonal trend begins to once again redevelop. Taking a closer look at the area's forecast for this afternoon, a high in the mid-50s, occasional sun. Tonight, increasing clouds, low near 37, high of 58 on Wednesday, mainly cloudy. Wednesday night, chance of rain, snow, and some freezing rain. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Come to Reflections Hallmark for the sweetest gifts for Valentine's Day. They have the cards and gifts for everyone, like the cute and cuddly vintage-style sweetheart Mickey and Minnie Mouse plush animals. So sweet. You'll want to see all the new spring and Valentine's merchandise and to check out the 50% off or more Christmas clearance while you're in. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. It's more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature mid-January 39, record high on this date 74 in 2003. The average low 20 to record low 11 below zero set back in 1979. Sunset this evening 5:18, sunrise in the morning at 7:41.
The Native Americans called it Paganip or White Death. All about what happens when ice and fog mix on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 9th, the ninth day of the year. Musician Jimmy Page has a birthday, and former President Richard Nixon was born on this day in 1913. In bitterly cold air, sometimes you get a phenomenon called ice fog. Ice fog is actually floating ice crystals, and anyone who has experienced it might tell you of leaving a body print in the air or brushing it aside with their hands. And they're not telling tall tales. When the air is so cold, it can't hold moisture. Water vapor freezes so quickly, it leaves ice crystals suspended in the air. The result is a cotton candy-like soup that some people call diamond dust, or what Native Americans called Paganip, or White Death. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
In the market for a used pickup, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a like-new 2016 Chevy Silverado 1500 model, plus a 2014 Chevy Silverado 1500 model. It's a high country edition. See these and more at Nordis Motor Company in Marysville today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. In case you missed it, Alabama beat Georgia 26-23 in overtime to win its fifth national championship since 2099 under Nick Saban. It is the 11th national title for the Crimson Tide. Georgia was seeking its second title after winning it all back in 1980. Kansas City's offensive coordinator Matt Nagy will be the next head coach for the Chicago Bears. Nagy spent the past five seasons in Kansas City working as Andy Reid's quarterback coach and most recently offensive coordinator. During Nagy's tenure as OC, the Chiefs finished 13th in points scored in 2016, then jumped to 6th in points scored in 2017. Again, KC's offensive coordinator Matt Nagy headed to be the next head coach for the Chicago Bears. Mid-America Network Sports.
The Wichita RV and Outdoor Show is this week, January 10th and 14th at Hartman Arena. Don't be fooled by pretenders. New year, new show, new venue, but the same one and only Wichita RV. Wichita RV has been selling and servicing recreational vehicles for over 25 years. Shop this year's real Wichita RV and Outdoor Show and take advantage of the best savings of the year on a huge selection of RVs in every price range. And during the show only, get show deals and special show financing. The real Wichita RV and Outdoor Show at Hartman Arena this week only, January 10th to the 14th.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on ag.
Coaches Frank Beamer and Mac Brown have been selected for the College Football Hall of Fame, part of a class of 13 that also includes former players Ed Reed and Calvin Johnson. The Hall announced the selection of Michigan's Charles Woodson on Sunday. Other inductees will be Trevor Cobb of Rice, Penn State's Kerry Collins, Montana's Dave Dickerson, Dana Howard of Illinois, and Temple's Paul Palmer, along with Georgia's Matt Stincombe, Nebraska's Aaron Taylor, and coach Matt Giersma. Stephen Curry's 32 points and 9 assists led the Warriors to their fifth consecutive win, 124-114 over the Nuggets. Draymond Green added a season-high 23 points and 10 assists to help Golden State win without injured Kevin Durant for the third straight game. Denver forward Nikola Jokic had his first triple-double of the season with 22 points, 12 rebounds, and 11 assists. Mid-America Network Sports.
Girls basketball teams open play Monday in the Mudeikis basketball tournament at Beatrice. Diller-Odell girls fell to Exeter Milligan 54-37. Southern girls defeated Palmyra 60-35. Southern girls meet HTRS Thursday, tipping off at 3:30 at SCC. On Tuesday, boys tip off first round action. Southern meets Lewiston at 5 at SCC. Diller-Odell squares off with Falls City Sacred Heart at 6:30 in the auditorium. Tuesday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville hosting Concordia live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights travels to Hanover. Frankfort tips off at Donovan West. Haxtell entertains Wetmore. Washington County is host to Onega. Lynn is at Blue Valley and Centralia entertains Clifton Clyde. Southern meets Lewiston in the Mudeikis tournament. Diller-Odell plays Falls City Sacred Heart. Kansas Jayhawks tip off tonight at 8 live on FM 95.5.
Is your concrete looking a little rough? Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to complement your home or business. We offer stamped and stained concrete for a unique and custom look. Inline can also replace or add a concrete approach for your commercial building or farm shed. Call Inline today at 562-5525 for all your concrete needs.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The great courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The four great courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD sets, cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
Your mailbox and dining room table are overflowing with catalogs filled with pictures of beautiful flowers and scrumptious vegetables. With so many choices, it can be a bit overwhelming, but I can help. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start by flipping through the pages of various catalogs to gather ideas and inspiration. Narrow down your search by selecting plants suited to your climate and growing conditions. Quality catalogs will list the cold hardiness zone of trees, shrubs, and perennials. Hardiness zones are based on the average minimum winter temperature. Some catalogs include heat hardiness as well. This number is based on the average number of days where temperatures are 86 degrees or warmer. These are the temperatures where some plants can stop blooming or suffer damage. Read the plant description and select plants that match the light, soil, and moisture in your garden. Look for disease-resistant and low-maintenance varieties whenever possible. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
His name was William Henry Roberts Jr., or was it? In fact, could you really believe any name this man said was his own? He had a string of names that followed him everywhere, and a long line of folks looking to apprehend him as well. We unravel his story on this edition of The American Countryside. You've heard me speaking about our trip to Italy August 8th through the 17th. There's still time to join myself and other listeners on an amazing trip and still enjoy preferred pricing as well. We'll be with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. Come see Italy's most famous cities, spending two nights in Rome, two nights in Florence, and two nights in historic Venice. Our tour includes the famous Colosseum. You'll come to know the rolling hills, sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis and Assisi, and explore the mystical city of Siena. In Venice, we'll enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island and see the city's famous canals. All along the way, we'll enjoy fabulous Italian cuisine and have the top-of-the-line service throughout the journey. This is Italy, as you always imagine it, so don't miss out. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Don't miss out. Join us today. Some knew him as William Henry Roberts Jr., but as Sue Land explains, it was just one of the many names this infamous man would take.
His mother died when he was 3 years old, and his father was riding with Cantrell at Buffalo Gap, Texas. And his aunt, his mother's maternal half-sister, came from the east to get him, and she took him with her to raise as her son.
Her last name was Bonnie, a name the boy would later assume, Billy Bonnie.
Well, she died when he was 14 years old when they were out in New Mexico, and Billy became on his own at that time. The first person he ever killed was when he was a kid, 14 years old. History and Hollywood has said it's because he was protecting his mother's honor and all that. No, he was thought he was protecting his own life.
But the boy didn't stick around town to prove the killing was in self-defense, and the legend of Billy the Kid was born. Billy eventually began working for rancher John Tunstall. When Tunstall was killed by rival ranchers, the feud became known as the Lincoln County War, and Billy was part of several clashes between the groups. He was eventually apprehended by Sheriff Pat Garrett and found guilty of murder, sentenced to hang on March 13th, 1881.
He decided it was time he left before they hung him, and so he broke loose. But he shot and killed two deputies, and it was cold-blooded. From the window upstairs, he shot down in the street and killed him.
3 months later, Sheriff Garrett, on the trail of Billy the Kid, thought he'd located him in Fort Sumner, New Mexico. Garrett shot the kid in a darkened room, or at least he thought he did.
Well, the deputy marshal turns the body over, looks up at Pat Garrett and says, "You've killed the wrong man." But Pat Garrett had to kill Billy the Kid that night. That was the third person he had shot in the back.
Of course, there is plenty of disagreement about the true story, but we'll have more from the town in which some say Billy lived his final days. As we travel the countryside in Hyco, Texas, I'm Andrew McRae.
For centuries, millions of bison roamed North America. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Efforts are underway to bring herd numbers back to that 1 million number status as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is where America's best farmers come to get even better. And thousands of them will be headed to Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st to experience the latest innovation, education, and inspiration that are changing agriculture. And this year, Commodity Classic is on a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So you can tack on a weekend on either end or both for a little R&R. Enjoy some serious farmer time in Anaheim at the 2018 Commodity Classic, February 27th through March 1st. Discover more at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Bison in North America were on the verge of extinction in the 1880s with less than 700 animals. Since then, their numbers have steadily recovered to about 400,000 today. The popularity of bison meat has also been growing, and there isn't enough to meet the demand. A campaign called Bison 1 Million has been launched to restore their numbers even higher. Dave Carter is the executive director of the National Bison Association. He says it has to be a coordinated effort among all stakeholders. Farms, ranches, tribal communities, and conservation programs throughout North America are being encouraged to build their herds to reach that goal.
And we've had people say, well, gosh, the bison business is so profitable right now. Why do you want to grow the herds? Let's not flood the market. The average person in the U.S. eats 50 pounds of beef a year. But we figured it out, and the average person in the U.S. eats 0.08 pounds of bison per year. So if we tripled the size of our business, we'd have enough out there for everybody to have a quarter pounder once a year.
Carter says getting the bison population to 1 million isn't going to happen overnight.
This is probably a decade or more because we want to make sure that not only are we growing, but we're doing it right. A lot of people are embracing bison meat because we haven't tinkered with the animal to make it grow quicker than Mother Nature intended. And so we want to make sure that in the drive to push for a million, we're not doing what some people would call killing the hump and building the rump. We want to make sure that we respect the animals. So it's a long process.
Calculations by some private herd managers estimate that with optimal conditions, the bison herds could expand at a rate of 20% per year. Learn more about the Bison 1 Million campaign at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Technology, whether it's good or bad, depends on your perspective. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
A lot of farmers are big fans of genetically modified hybrid seeds. The anti-GMO crowd of consumers is not. California dairy farmer Dino Giacomazzi says this stance on ag technology comes into play as farmers decide how they work.
We survive by listening and trying to understand what's in it for the people who would ultimately disrupt us, and either find the opportunity for them in what we're doing or find the opportunity for us in what it is that they believe.
Someone else who sees consumers having a greater influence on the use of ag tech is Richard Fordyce, chairman of the Ag Advisory Council set up by marketing company Osborne Barr.
When people stand in line, you know, for 2 days to get an iPhone 10, that is demanding new technology. And I think this generation will be maybe the first generation that will start demanding innovation technology that comes sooner.
More tomorrow. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A 2017 study says U.S. pork farmers are getting a very positive return on their checkoff investment. The study was done by Harry Kaiser at Cornell University. 91% of the pork farmers who took part in the November survey acknowledged the overwhelming support of the pork checkoff, knocking opposition levels down to just 3%. The National Pork Board commissions a study every 5 years. They say it's important that producers who directly support the fund of the checkoff understand the quality of the value of their investment. Those words from Terry O'Neill, the current National Pork Board president. He's from Nebraska. The most recent survey covers the years 2011 through 2016. It shows that among other returns on investment, each dollar invested in production research to benefit on-farm practices yielded $83.30 in producer value. Now, each dollar invested in developing foreign markets returned a $24.70 in producer benefits. Other pork promotions resulting in a benefit of $14.20. That was for advertising, and $12.40 for non-advertising promotion. Collectively, the overall checkoff return for all activities, $25.50 for each dollar that was invested. Idaho's so-called ag gag law prevents recording devices from being brought onto farms or into slaughterhouses without the owner's consent. But now, a provision of that law was struck down by a three-judge appeals court panel. The panel said in its decision that criminalizing the undercover videotaping violates the constitutional right of free speech. Idaho state lawmakers passed a bill in 2014 making it a crime to videotape feedlots, dairies, and other farming operations without the owner's knowledge. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
America Ag Network, we continue to see pressure on soybeans, while Kansas City wheat and corn seem to be holding their own. March corn is up 2.25 at 3.49 and a quarter. May corn is up 1.75 at 3.57 and a quarter. March Kansas City wheat is up 5.75 at 4.39. May is up 5.25 at 4.52 and a quarter. January soybeans down 3.955 and a quarter. March beans down 3.75 at 9.63 and a quarter. January soybean meal is down 3.10 at 3.14.40. March down 3.80 at $3.17.70. March bean oil is up 20 points now at $33.74. So all is not lost in the soy complex after all. The livestock numbers are mixed, trending lower now for hogs as well. Cattle started out on the right foot, but that didn't last long. February live cattle, 116.97, down 25. April at 118.70, that's down 60. Later months are all lower. January feeders down 180 at 144.65. March feeders down 15 at 141.77. All the later months are lower there as well. Hogs had been holding on, but that has given way too, apparently. February hogs down 32 now at 72.65. April hogs down 7 at 76.72. So seeing some weakness across livestock. Cotton is holding on. March cotton up 43 points at 78.57. May up 40 at 78.87. Crude oil is up sharply. February crude up 124 at 62.97. March crude up 121 at 62.93. All the other energies are higher as well. Unleaded gas, heating oil, natural gas, and ethanol are all in the green today so far, too. February gold is down $7.50 at $1,312.90. And April gold is down $7.70 at $1,317.50. So we do have issues with gold today. Mixed numbers in the futures markets on Tuesday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Pride of the Farm waterers are at the top of their game. You see, years ago, their waterers were manufactured with cast iron, but in the 21st century, they use durable, energy-efficient poly materials, heated or 100% energy-free. Both have industry-leading 16-year warranties. Energy-free waters use flaps, which were perfected 65 years ago and are superior to ball-type closures. Check out prideofthefarm.com or Blattner Feedlot Construction in Cimarron, Kansas for 100% energy-free or open-trough waterers.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. And is California really out of the drought? We'll talk about it after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink. Glass ceramic cooktop cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Is California out of that five-year drought? Well, when you take a look at the fact that up to 60% of California's water supply starts out as snow in the Sierras, that becomes an important measurement throughout the winter season to determine what kind of rain or runoff we'll get during the crop year. And so that's why last week, the first of the state's crucial Sierra snowfall measurements were taken. And what did they show? They showed the snowpack so far this year is 1/4 of normal across the region. California's water managers will continue to measure throughout the season. But in the first one of the season, they found as little as 3% of normal snowpack in areas of the Sierra Nevada mountains. As they conducted the first manual surveys of the state's crucial winter snowfall. And the Department of Water Resources Director Grant Davis says state reservoirs still have good supplies from a rainy winter last year, and he notes the state still has ample time left for big snowstorms. But Davis says there is a lot of winter left to make up the precipitation that so far has not fallen in the Sierras. Last month's record wildfires in Southern California already have made it pretty clear that this year is unusually dry so far. The National Weather Service says residents of Los Angeles last saw significant rain in February, a year ago, and that makes the past 10 months the driest on record in Los Angeles. Sierra snowpack so far at one-fourth of normal. Back with a final word after this message.
If you've got a newer truck or tractor, you may need a newer diesel fuel. That's because newer engines operate under such extreme heat and pressure, they can actually cook your fuel, causing power loss, clogged filters, even engine failure. The solution is simple. Cenex Premium Diesel with a special additive package formulated for the rugged demands of today's diesel engines. Want better running equipment? Get a better running diesel.
Investing in our owner's success.
Department of Water Resources spokesman Doug Carlson says state reservoirs are in good shape after last year's rains, and he points out the state's peak rainy season still has 2 months to go. On the other hand, keep in mind that many other farmers in the Southwest get water from the snowpack. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Have you heard about production cost insurance? It's a new, reliable, predictable risk management tool that not only covers the cost of production in challenging growing seasons, but one that promotes best practices in farm management across virtually every aspect of the operation. When adversity strikes at any phase of the crop production cycle, PCI empowers producers to make optimal management and agronomic decisions. Call us at Alliance Insurance for a free quote and all your other insurance needs. 562-2393.
Diversified crops can bring a healthy profit to the landowner. Learn how to incorporate nuts and fruit amongst the corn and soybeans on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Commodity Classic is where what's next in agriculture happens. And this year it's happening in Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st. The best ideas, the best equipment, the best education, the best of everything in agriculture. Meet the innovators who are changing the way you farm and be around thousands of positive people who share your passion for agriculture. Grow beyond at the 2018 Commodity Classic, February 27th through March 1st in Anaheim. That's a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this year. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Bring more value to your land by growing nuts and fruit within the rows of field crops. Sarah Taylor Lovell is an associate professor of landscape agroecology at the University of Illinois. She says tree species could include chestnut, hazelnut, pecan, pawpaw, and cider apples. Berry shrubs such as blackcurrant and aronia berry would mingle within the trees. One option for incorporating food trees and shrubs within row crops is called an alley cropping system.
You'd plant the trees in rows and have enough distance between those rows for the equipment to fit. So basically you determine that alley width based on the equipment that's available. So it may be 30 feet, it may be 60 feet, but then within that row is when you have the diversity of different trees and shrubs. So that's kind of the end goal.
Of course, there are concerns on how weed management and pesticide use would fit into this type of system. Farmers accustomed to traditional row crops may also be daunted by the long wait for nut trees to be productive. For the near term, Lovell says a more feasible approach would include planting the perennial crops on marginal quality land.
Like areas of the farm that are lower yielding because they might be wet spots or erodible soils or in riparian zones. And starting in those areas and seeing if farmers would be willing to transition. A lot of farmers have that odd field that's a smaller, really irregularly shaped field where they're already having trouble managing their equipment in there.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more on how food crops can diversify your farm at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. During the 99th Annual American Farm Bureau Federation Convention, American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval said he has had no conversations with the Trump administration or Secretary Perdue about a plan B for the North American Free Trade Agreement.
My discussions with the Secretary is that this trade treaty is going to be negotiated and our farmers and ranchers are going to be okay in the end. And I don't know about y'all, but I have a lot of faith in Secretary Sonny Perdue.
Duval noted Farm Bureau has some concern the administration is focusing on current trade agreements currently and not opening up new markets for farmers with new trade agreements.
We're ready to get this done, get past it, so that we can move forward on new bilaterals or multilateral trade treaties, however this president wants to do that. Most of the population in this world does live outside our country, and we need the opportunity to sell those people, and we're ready to work with him to get that done.
President Trump spoke at the convention Monday, focusing on regulations and taxes. Meanwhile, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, appearing before Trump during the event's closing session, addressed NAFTA, expressing faith that a new agreement will be reached.
I want you to know that I have great faith in President Trump's skills as a negotiator, and I'm quite confident that he will strike the best deal possible for the United States and that we will have a fair NAFTA agreement that works well for our economy, including the agricultural sector.
Perdue said it is time that negotiators from Canada, quote, step up and engage in meaningful conversation, end quote, regarding dairy and poultry tariffs to get closer to finishing the negotiations. Secretary Perdue also presented the findings of the Interagency Task Force on Agriculture and Rural Prosperity to the president during the AFBF convention. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Hello, friends. Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mel Hamilton Ford, coming to you from the Big Corn of 119th and West Kellogg. Are you in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle? Look no further. We've got you covered. With over 1,100 vehicles in stock, I'm sure we'll find the perfect vehicle to fit your wants, needs, and most importantly, your budget. Is your vehicle in need of service? Let our certified trained staff help you with all your needs, from tires, brakes, and batteries to oil changes. Call today or stop by or visit us online at mhford.com. At Mel Hamilton Ford, we care before, during, and after the sale, and that's the Mel Hamilton Ford difference.
Hi, everybody. This is Greg Steckline. I'm looking for a good sales representative to help sell advertising for the Mid-America Ag Network. If you're one of those people that think you can go out and sell, talk to people, enjoy visiting with agribusiness folks, work on marketing promotional plans, we've got a position for you. Give us a call, 316-721-8484. The Mid-America Ag Network here in Wichita, 316-721-8484. Or email me, gsteckline at manradio.com. That's two A's in man, M-A-A.
KNDY.